Any comic who did impressions in the 80s had to do a good Ronald Reagan. Al Franken did what some of us thought was the most convincing impression of another political voice, televangelist Pat Robertson. Al Franken has worked at Saturday Night Live on and off since its inception as a writer, producer, and performer. In our 1988 interview, he told me he started to work up his Robertson impression at the beginning of the decade. During the 1988 presidential primary campaign, Franken played Robertson in the Saturday Night Live debates.
Reverend Robertson, you bristled Monday when Tom Brokaw called you a television evangelist. Why?
Well, Pat, this is a deliberate attempt by the media to belittle me, and I'm just not going to stand for it. I've been so many things besides a religious broadcaster. I'm a businessman. I'm president of the sixth largest cable TV network in the country. I've mowed lawns. I've been a babysitter. I've watched people's homes while they went on vacation. I've been a caddy. I think that the media, by ignoring these other positions I've had and focusing on 25-odd years of my hosting an evangelical show, I think it's just unfair, and it's just religious bigotry.
Part of being in show business is you get to wake up late. And I used to wake up late and turn on TV, and I'd get the PTL Club and I'd get the 700 Club. So I used to watch them, and one day Jim Baker said something that sort of locked me into his character and also Pat Robertson's character, which is the happy evangelist. Jim Baker said, we had a party last Friday, and when it comes to getting down, nobody gets down like we Christians. And I said, that's a character. But Pat Robertson also does a thing where, because he's always happy, but sometimes he almost sounds like Barney Fife when he gets very happy.
Yeah, you really get this perpetual TV smile in his face and in his voice when you do him. During the first show this season that I saw you on Saturday Night Live, you had revived the Al Franken decade.
Yeah.
How did you first come up with that?
Oh, the Al Franken decade. Okay, basically what happened was in 1979, at the end of 1979, remember the 70s was the me decade, and everybody was sort of saying, well, the me decade's over, what's the next decade going to be about? And there'd be some guy who would write a thing, My Turn, in Newsweek, and he'd say, this is going to be the pull-together generation revolving around how we use our energy resources. And then at the bottom would say, Ted Hudnut is an energy resource consultant. And I realized that everybody was saying, basically, that the 70s was the me decade, but the 80s is going to be about this thing that I'm involved with. So I figured I'd just make it the Al Franken decade.
And who knows what self-serving tag we'll come up with for the 90s. That was Al Franken concluding our end-of-the-decade series of interviews from the archives.